Welcome, everyone, to TupaCast Episode 8. I am your host, Christopher, and this is the week of Christmas, so this podcast will probably be a short one. I had a hard time getting everyone's schedules lined up, so today's going to be my first solo podcast. I have two news items this week. First off, I was baptized, so that was pretty exciting. The interesting thing about when I was baptized, when I went under, when the pastor dunked me and then brought me back up, I slipped and almost fell back in again, so that was pretty funny. And the second news item is my daughter is 3.5, and she had her first dance recital. She has been taking dance class for about, 3.5 months. She meets once a week for an hour, and they had their Christmas dance recital. Her little age group got up on stage, and they danced to the Happy Reindeer, which I'm going to play a little bit for you right now.
We are
So that's a cute song, and they sing that chorus twice. It was just amazing watching her, because when I was a young kid, I was terrified of being in front of people and speaking in front of people and being on stage. And it took me, halfway through college to totally turn that around, and now it doesn't bother me at all. But so I was really anxious to see how she did, and she did amazing. Not only did she know all her dance moves, but she also learned the words to the song, which they didn't have to do, but she just did it. The neat thing is when they first got up there, some of the girls got out of line, and Ariana, that's my daughter, she was at the very end, and a bunch of the girls kind of bunched up in the middle, but she knew where she was supposed to be, so she ran to the end of the stage, and she was there all by herself because that was her spot, and she remembered. And so it's pretty neat. She knew all the moves. So then after the first chorus, they were supposed to kind of march to the left and then march back to the right and get back in their spots. And some of the girls got all bunched up. And so Ariana turned and ran back to her spot for the second chorus. So it was really neat. The really amazing thing, as you know, as a parent watching her grow, is that, you know, they practice this song for maybe, 30 or 45 minutes at the most a week. That's it. And we don't practice it at home because they only do it at dance class and it has to be a secret. So she learned all the moves and the words to the song at dance class because we didn't know what song they were singing. So when she got home from dance class, she wouldn't tell us what she was doing. She never sang the song, never practiced or anything. So it's pretty neat seeing her do all of that. You know, we had no idea what she was doing, and she did it all in dance class. To make it even sweeter, afterwards I had bought her a rose for her first, recital. And when I went to get her, when she was coming off stage, she didn't even care about her rose. She just wanted to go sit down, because we were doing Christmas stockings that night. So that's all she cared about. And my family was there, and my cousins were there, because some of my other cousins were in the recital as well. And they were all telling her how she did so good, and she sang and everything, and they were so excited for her and praising her, and she just didn't care. So she was didn't have a big head or wasn't showing off or anything. She just, okay, whatever, I'm done. So that was really neat. So we had Christmas this week with my parents, my brother and his wife. Then we also had Christmas with my wife and our kids just on Christmas Day. And then just today we had Christmas with my wife's family. So it's pretty neat. It's kind of spread out over 2 weeks. There's a couple presents that people got that I thought were really interesting. Of course, everybody knows this year about the Zuzu pets, the little hamsters. My father and mother-in-law actually got Ariana two little hamsters in their little house and stuff. And it's really neat watching them run around in there. I got a book called Does This Cape Make Me Look Fat? Which is kind of a superhero psychology book, but it's real funny. So I'm looking forward to reading that. And also, when we were at my grandmother's house, my cousin's got a stuffed tiger that when you pet it, it purrs and it blinks its eyes and it kind of growls. And Ariana was, I want one of those. She thought it was so neat. She was petting it and it was purring. But it was funny because when she walked away, it was still purring and kind of like barking at her, I guess, trying to get her attention to keep petting it. And I guess eventually it shuts off. But I was sitting there watching it, and she walked off. She didn't really know what it was still doing that. And it was still purring and barking. And I thought it'd be really funny if they programmed it to, like, slowly get madder because, the child left it. And it slowly gets angry and its eyes turn red or something and starts growling. That'd be funny. And then another interesting gift that I'd never really thought about for a kid was one of my cousin's kids got a white marker board for Christmas, like a smaller kind of portable one with markers, like a dry erase board. It's really neat because we played hangman and drew pictures on it. And I know some artists use it for storyboarding and ideas, and writers use it and stuff. But I've seen them for kids in magazines and stuff, but I'd never actually seen a kid that had one. And so that was pretty neat. And actually, on the other side of the family, my niece got a little folding table for Christmas, and the surface of the folding table is some kind of vinyl plastic, and you can write on it with those markers, and then it wipes off. So that's pretty neat. That's about all I have to say about Christmas right now. Maybe next week or whatever, I can get some more people on here. We can talk more about Christmas. But I thought it'd be fun if I talk about a cartoon that I used to watch when I was a kid called The Biscuits. This cartoon I really liked when I was a kid. I remember watching it, and then it wasn't on very much or very long, and then it was gone. And growing up in the 80s and 90s, when something went away like The Biscuits, it only ran, I think, for one season. And when it was gone, it was gone. There weren't any toys. There was, I think, one coloring book and a couple sticker books, and that was it. So for 20 years, I tried to find anything I could about it because I didn't have any recorded on video. I really wanted to watch it, and I could never find anything about it. Some people I knew had heard about it, but I don't think it was too popular. So I looked and looked, and then thanks for the internet, in the late 90s, I think, or early 2000, I actually found someone that had some of The Biscuits recorded on a videotape, and they burned them on a DVD. So I have like 4 episodes of The Biscuits. So it's really neat. I'm gonna play the intro song here for you.
Hidden deep in a swamp lies Tiny Biscuit Castle.
Home of the smallest dogs in the world, The Biscuits. For years, kings have entrusted their royal treasure to these pups. Now, from a nearby castle, rules the wasteful King Max.
Sheke, we must find the royal treasure. What? Sheke!
Oh, yes, sire.
And what The Biscuits were was, it was a story of these little dogs, and they lived in a swamp, and it was sort of like medieval times. They were dressed like knights, and the ladies had the dresses. But they lived in a castle in a swamp, and their castle, I believe, guarded treasure. And their main adversary was a human king called King Max, and he was an evil king, and he wanted The Biscuits' treasure. And King Max had a sidekick, a jester, whose name was Sheki, and he was kind of like the comedic foil. And they also had 2 dogs, Fang and Snarl. And then there was also a bobcat, I believe, that lived in the swamp, who would also try to get The Biscuits too. And his name was Scratch. And I think he just wanted to eat them. I'm not sure. So The Biscuits ran for, one season from 83 to 84. According to Wikipedia, The Biscuits lived on Biscuit Island, and they guarded the crown jewels of Biscuit Castle. They served their deceased king while performing good deeds for the underprivileged inhabitants of their tiny island. I don't actually remember ever seeing anybody else on the island except for The Biscuits. And then, of course, King Max, who was always trying to get the treasure that was in that castle. I don't remember there ever being any other inhabitants of the island. I only have 4 episodes on the DVD. That's one of the things that always kind of stood out to me in certain cartoons in the 80s, where they have like your main heroes and villains, and they hardly ever show any kind of people in the background or any other citizens or background characters, and all they ever showed was your main character. So it made the whole world seem really empty and kind of lonely. And then there's the opposite, where so like the DuckTales, they always had characters walking around in the background. They were always meeting new people, so it made the world seem really lived in and full of people, full of life. So the Biscuits, they were little dogs, sort of like Smurfs. They were about the same size as the Smurfs. Of course, then the human King Max was, you know, a giant human, sort of somewhat like Gargamel. The characters were, you know, they had the brave guy, they had the female lead. I believe they had an older male and older female character. They had your little sidekick character. They had the kind of guy that's always looking for the easy way out, but ends up doing the right thing in the end. I think they had the magician. For those of you who follow the voice cast, there's only two names I recognize. I'm not real big on my voice actors, but I recognize the name Peter Cullen and Frank Welker. I'm not sure, but I think Peter Cullen was one of the Transformers, maybe, and I think Frank Welker has something to do with Scooby-Doo, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. So that's all I have to say about the Biscuits. I really liked it. If anybody knows where I can get some more copies of it, that'd be awesome. I could hardly find any information on the line about it. But it was a fun cartoon. I liked, always liked animal characters in cartoons, and I loved the medieval Middle Ages period. So you put those two together, it was awesome. So when I did find those four episodes on DVD, it was sort of like my holy grail. I'd been looking for like 20 years to find some kind of Biscuit show. That is the episode 8. It's a short one because of the holidays, but there is a bonus. If you go to ctupa.com and on the podcast page, there will be an 8.5 version. And what that is when we had Christmas with my family, my dad and my brother and I were in the garage frying chicken. So we fired up the laptop and let the microphone record our conversation while we were in the garage cooking chicken. So it's kind of fun. It's about 30 minutes. So for those of you who are listening to this on iTunes or Podomatic or podcast.com, go over to ctupa.com and you can check out the 8.5 bonus Christmas frying chicken version. So I guess that's about it. If anybody wants to email me, it's ChristopherTupa@hotmail.com. Thank you for listening. And I checked out some of the statistics on Podomatic.com. And I just wanted to thank all the listeners that we've had. It's pretty exciting to see where everybody lives. If we got some people in California, Kansas, Florida, Texas, where else? New York, Washington. Did I say Ohio? I think there's one in Ohio. Hope I didn't miss any. And then we actually have quite a lot in Beijing. And then there's, I think, one in Kuala Lumpur, Germany, France, England. So that's pretty awesome. So you guys, don't be shy. Email me if you want to plug your own website or a project or whatever. I'll get it on air. If you have any topics or if anybody wants to chat with me or me and Sarah or me and my brother, me and my dad, whatever, we can set up a time and a topic and we can talk. It'd be awesome. So I just want to say thank you, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good night. Baby, 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 don't leave me. Oh, please don't leave me all by myself.